KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Education says it's processing payments for all early childhood development practitioners. It says most have been paid today, with the remainder expected to be paid by Thursday. Delays are said to stem from incomplete documentation submitted before the PERSAL run on the 15th of April. Rex Molefe, chair of the National Early Childhood Development Alliance, highlights this as one of many challenges facing ECD. He's urged the government to address these concerns seriously, noting that many centres lack basic necessities like proper plumbing.
Apartheid time up until to this new democratic dispensation, there's no movement. Let it be funding. And then funding need to go to municipalities, funding need to go to the provinces. And those budgets that are allocated to those various municipalities need to talk to the reality of early child development. And then the money must be released so that we can continuously provide what we call quality ECD provisioning.
The red carpet has been rolled out for the eThekwini State of the City address. Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda is expected to start his speech in about an hour's time. NewsWatch's Celu Musa Zulu is there.
All councillors are expected to attend the State of the City address, except for the IFP, which has announced it's boycotting the event. Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda is expected to speak to some of the issues facing the city. They include the ongoing water problems. Residents will be keen to hear what has and is being done by the city to deal with the unreliable supply issues once and for all.
Former President Thabo Mbeki is this afternoon expected to speak at Freedom Park in Pretoria for the launch of a series of dialogues to reflect 30 years of South Africa's democracy. Among other dignitaries include former National Assembly Speaker Baleka Mbete and former Statistician General Buddy Lehotla. Freedom Park CEO Jane Mufumadi.
We are gathered here as we've just celebrated 30 years on Saturday to launch what we call 30 at Freedom Park Dialogues. And these are about 10 dialogues which will unfold over the years to embark on an honest reflection on where we come from, where we are today, but most importantly, to chart a way forward.
And former England cricketer Monty Panesar is going to stand in the UK's general election. He will be one of the 200 candidates for the Fringe Workers' Party of Britain. The party's leader, George Galloway, a former Labour lawmaker, is hoping to tap into what he sees as disaffection with not only the Conservative government, but the Labour opposition under Keir Starmer. The 42-year-old Panesar will stand in the Ealing Southall constituency in West London at the vote, which is expected to be held later this year. The left-arm spinner played 50 tests for England, taking 167 wickets between 2006 and 2013. The top story, KZN Education says it's processing payments for all early childhood development practitioners. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Protea squad for the T20 World Cup has been announced. Yannick Sinner still feels that playing Rafa Nadal on clay is the toughest test. And it's Bayern Munich up against Real Madrid tonight in the Champions League semi-finals.